Hey everybody, welcome back to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema. I was gonna do like a funny little
thing. I'm Cicely, and welcome back to Blah Blah Blah.
And we're so happy to have you guys. We're happy to be back.
Yeah.
I know.
I guess I'm happy to be back in
nobody
the city.
Really, yeah, nobody knows gone. You're gone.
Yeah.
I was in Miami for my friend's birthday party, 25th birthday, which was very fun, very tiring.
You look very tan.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel tan. I feel like I got tan and not burned, which I think I laid the foundation when we went to Jamaica.
So yeah. Important.
Very important to lay that foundation. And then you don't really get as burnt,
I feel like. How do you guys feel about self-tan?
I'm not a big fan of it just because I feel like when I was younger, my mom would always like use the Jergens self-tan like body moisturizer.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
2-in-1 kind of. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't very intense or noticeable. But the smell on her, I think it's just ingrained in my brain as a bad smell because I was like, my mom, she smells like self-tanner. And so I just don't like it. Also, I would see the streaks on her and then I used it once and there was all these streaks. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think I used it. And then I went to middle school and somebody was like, what's that line on your lip? I was so exposed. So I think I'm scarred from a young age.
I feel like when I see people or I've seen people on TikTok where you can tell they have a spray tan because their face, if they don't have makeup on, it's a different shade. Which I feel like that would be kind of jarring. But I do tend to think back on when I used to go to like more red carpet events and stuff. I think some of my photos would have slayed harder had I had a bit more of a glow. And I think people get spray tans for events and stuff like that, and it would photograph well. I don't think I would do it for a non-special event, but I would give it a, I'd give it a shot if I was, had a photo.
I just think I'm so pale that if I were to get a spray tan, it would be so noticeable for myself, for others. I also think when I was younger, being pale was not cool. Like, I remember going to the like beach and stuff and I'd always be like, okay, I have to get so tan, I gotta get a tan, and I'd always get burnt because I'm so pale. I'm Irish, and think I've just kind of accepted my paleness. I'm like big into sunscreen, don't want the sunburn. I think at my 23 almost 24 years of age, I'm kind of like thinking more to the future of I'd rather be a hot 50-year-old without freckles and look super sexy and gorgeous and not have wrinkly skin than be tan. And I think
that's why a lot of people do spray tans.
I think with that.
Right. Because then you don't get burnt.
Yeah. I think with that, though, I think I've just accepted my pale skin and this is who I am. And I don't think a spray tan is going to make me better.
Right. Take it or leave it.
I did a spray tan once in my life for prom and it was fun.
God,
like, it was a little moment.
Do you
moment.
See what I'm saying? Like, for an event or something, I could totally see how that could, it would probably make you feel really confident. Because I feel more confident when I'm tan, personally. Because I just think it looks nice on me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The thing is that once it starts to fade, it looks really weird because it's like coming off in patches. And I just think
I also think
the
like
fading
every
process
time
is weird.
I see somebody like you're saying, G, on TikTok with a spray tan, their hands look funky because their
hands
it's always
the hands.
Right. Some splotching and you couldn't get it in the webs properly. I don't know. I don't know. I just think every time somebody has a spray tan, usually I can tell they have a spray tan. I'd rather just be.
Here's what I think. I think I do like myself better when I'm tan. Like, as soon as summer hits and I can get a nice little glow, I do feel more confident. The thing that I think with the spray tan, what would happen to me, if I was doing that year round, I'd be addicted to it. Because
I
then
know.
I would, when it would fade, and I think that's what happens to people, when it would fade, I would be like, ew.
Okay, I'm so pale.
And now I'm so much more pale. It's like almost more exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just have to keep doing it. And that just seems like a lot of
upkeep. I also get so satisfied getting tan, like going out to the beach,
yeah, you're putting in the effort,
getting a little tan on me. I think,
and then it lasts
like,
a long time. You're putting in the base, you got the base layer, working it up.
And I do love being tan. I do too feel more confident when I'm tan. I'd rather it just be a natural tan. Like, I don't wear makeup, so it's like,
that's
I'm not
the
fooling
thing.
Anybody.
If you didn't have a foundation that matched or something, your spray tan, then it would be really obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so surprised though that you got a spray tan because
you're
so
tan. Well,
it
was because my friends wanted to do it and I was just along for the ride.
You just
along for the ride.
It's a slippery slope, okay?
She's been along for the ride for one thing. My mom did get a spray tan once because they were in like Las Vegas, my parents, for some event with my dad's work. I don't know. And she looked great. Like, my mom has the same skin complexion as I do, so she's pretty pale. Probably a little more pale than me. Sometimes I say she's translucent because she's so pale. Her legs. But she got a spray tan. She looked great.
And she has red hair. Yeah. And actually, sometimes with people with it red hair and they're great. Tan, they look like...
She was like, really oh nice. My God, I look like a laughing stock. I hate this. I regret this. I was like, you look amazing. Like, you should do that more often.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, let us know what you guys think.
And that's a nice segue into summer.
I'm so excited for summer.
Summer is here.
I know. This morning was kind of chilly, though, but it did warm up. I think the clouds moved away and...
It's been hot in my room. I haven't put in my AC yet. And I got my flan. My fan blowing.
Your flan.
My flan.
My flan blowing.
It is yummin'.
It's cooking. Wait, when are you going to put your AC in?
Oh, I don't know. Later.
Last year, when I moved into my apartment, I live on the 7th floor, so heat rises. So my apartment was so hot, and we didn't have blinds, and we get such amazing like morning sunlight. And I remember going to bed. I couldn't hang out in the apartment all day long before my AC got delivered.
Yeah.
Because I had...
I remember that.
Oh, my God, you guys. I'm not kidding. I thought I was going to die. I literally thought I was going to die of heat stroke, heat exhaustion. I felt like a chocolate chip cookie being baked in an oven when I was sleeping or all day long.
I'm a chocolate chip cookie right now.
Yes, but you don't want to be a chocolate chip cookie. And I felt like a chocolate chip cookie. I was so hot. I had to literally put bags of water into the freezer during the day, freeze them, take an ice cold shower before I'd go to bed, and put the bags of water of ice now all over my body and one on my chest. I bought ice packs and went to Target, and I literally was like, I'm gonna die. Absurd. I'm literally gonna die.
NYC summer.
And then
vibes.
I got an AC unit delivered, and I had to carry it. It weighed 110 pounds up 97
That's
stairs.
That's how much I weigh.
Yes, I had to carry you up 97 stairs. And then I couldn't even set it up because I didn't have a screwdriver.
Nor.
Okay, so this episode, we kind of want to talk about our summer bucket
Enough
list.
Of my struggles.
Things that we want to do this summer, things that we're looking forward to.
I feel like we're really good at making a list of things we want to do. I think we do more for like fall and winter too, and then really committing to them. So I'm excited for the summer bucket
list. I love making a list. Don't get me fucking started on a list.
Me neither, girl.
I love even just... If it's a really small thing, I like to just check it off.
Yeah.
I always wake up. I always wake up, done. I literally sometimes...
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed. Sometimes in my daily to-do list, I'll write things down that I've already done that day.
Yeah, so you can check it off.
I'm like, workout, journal, check. I'm like, go get groceries, check. Yeah. I already did it. Anyway, so I think we should all go through what's kind of on our summer bucket list.
So something that's on the top of my list is to go camping, which I know I've talked about a lot.
So excited.
But I bought a tent, as you guys all know, an 8-person tent, and I'm just excited to use it. We're going on a little birthday weekend excursion in a couple weeks.
Up to the Catskills.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that. I just bought a sleeping bag. So
I'm so excited.
It'll be fun.
I'm so excited to go camping.
And then Cicely just solidified her birthday plans, which we're also doing a little road trip.
Upstate. Mm-hmm.
Upstate to a... It's like a place that has a lake in front of it, right?
Cabin on a lake.
Yeah.
Which will be so fun.
It's going to be so fun for Memorial weekend. Yeah.
And we got it for like the whole weekend, which is just so nice. I feel like a lot of trips sometimes, not that we do, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of like birthday trips too, especially, it's like it's so rushed because...
Yeah.
We all work, so we only have... We leave Friday, Saturday, got to come home Sunday. So you only really have one full day there. But this is great because it's Memorial Day weekend, so we have Monday off.
So we can go
just relax for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and just barbecue, which is also on my summer bucket list.
Yes.
I really want to get into, like, barbecuing. It's hard in the city. It's funny because we were making this bucket list, and it's just, like, things that maybe to somebody who lives in a more suburban area, these wouldn't be very exciting for them. But for me, I'm like... I want to barbecue. I want to swim in a pool.
Yes.
I want to go for a picnic.
Because it's so much more of an effort when you live in like an urban area you have to find a friend or find a place that has a barbecue that you can use, because not just everyone has a barbecue. And then same thing with a pool. You have to find, there's not a lot of pools in the city.
Yeah.
So it's just so much more of a concerted effort to find and achieve these things than it would be.
Also, they're scarce. So it's like, especially a pool, like if you have a hotel pool, let's say like last year, I went to this hotel pool because my parents were staying here. And even though they were staying here and had access to this pool, everybody wanted to be there. Because I think New York, like, they'll let anybody there if you pay for it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So even my parents staying there, I tried to go to the pool and it was, like, so crowded all the time. Because everybody just wants it so badly. So it's good to put it on the bucket list because you kind of have to go out and source these things. Like, find a friend with a barbecue. Find a friend who has a pool somewhere upstate or wherever.
And... I also think I might be able to achieve this this item on Zoo's birthday camping trip, but I also would like to do it in the city. Really, really have been wanting to have a picnic in the park.
Yes. Describe your perfect picnic.
Okay, so this is very, very specific. But I want to go, and I don't just want to pick up a sandwich. No. I want to get the individual ingredients. Specifically, I would like to get them at a farmer's market in my mm-hmm. dream world. I want to go. This is how I imagine it, okay, you guys? It's a warm, it's perfect. It's not too
guys,
hot.
Do you see how like yes. high she's getting from describing her perfect picnic?
I'm like
picnic?
Euphoric. Yeah. Okay, it's like 75, so it's just yes. perfect. It's not too hot. You're not like sweating.
Kind
but
of
you're
sunny, but you're kind of under a shady yes. tree. You know, there's yes. a breeze.
But there's a little patch that a has warm if you want breeze. A sun like yes. you can. And then it's just you guys, yeah, maybe one other friend. I don't want too many people because yeah. I might not want to talk. I might want to read my book a little bit.
And also, like, we don't want to get sandwich ingredients for too many people.
Girls, be fucking for real. When have you actually read your book on a picnic?
Okay, in my dream one, I am going to, okay? I'm going to have such a
can
good reading
session.
Can
we talk, sesh. Though, about how hard it is to hold a book when you're laying down? Like, I don't understand it how is. People, like, here you. When we were in Jamaica, I was trying to read my book laying down, and I was trying to block the sun with the book. My arms were getting tired.
Ooh, I know. Maybe in my dream picnic, we have one of those little fold-up chairs, like the ooh. Little beach chairs.
Yes. I love those. I want to get a few of those.
Okay, so we go to the farmer's market and we get a really, really good quality burrata.
Oh, okay. Shit. She is euphoric.
We get burrata.
Who is that one just, Italian?
Yeah, yeah, mozzarella. She goes, mozzarella, spaghetti. Yeah. What is her name from the Food Network? She always does that. But I want burrata. Then I want a gorgeous, crispy, but soft baguette ooh. Loaf. Okay, I want to get that. Then some homemade pesto.
Yum.
This man is just like, I just oh, made this from my man. Fresh basil leaf. He's at the farmer's market stand.
Does it have to,
does
be,
it have to be a man?
Okay, sorry. I don't know his pronouns, but they have just made this with fresh basil, okay? And pine nuts.
They made the fresh basil?
No, they,
yes,
they
grew
it.
It on their oh. farm.
Bitch. Okay. So then, okay, so we have burrata, we have pesto, so
wait,
we have
G's gonna have to listen to our podcast that's titled Reduce Your Expectations.
Wait, and then?
Wait, can you get some Comté?
Comté. Yeah. We're gonna get a gorgeous, it's just been sourced from the south of France. They brought it in
yes.
on a boat. And wow. then we're gonna have amazing juicy tomato, really yum. Flavorful.
Ooh, right off the vine.
Yes.
Straight off the vine. That's all we need, really, because you just need a few high-quality so ingredients.
Wait, did you say your baguette? Yeah,
yeah I said that.
Yes. Oh, okay, okay.
Crispy on the outside, but oh, dirty right. fresh
dirty
on the
soft and bitter. Yes. Middle. And then if we, maybe a little prosciutto, some on the side.
Some olives.
Yeah, some olives. Okay, but that's really all we need. It's pretty simple. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, maybe we get a really nice bottle of natural wine.
Ooh, yes. I love that.
Oh, my God.
I really, really
I'm
like
so
that.
Excited. Okay.
Okay,
I'm so excited.
We should add to the bucket list. We didn't put this on, but going to a natural wine bar.
Yes,
I want to do that.
Outside. Oh my God,
I really want to go to Gem. I wait. Passed Gem the other day.
You know what else I want to do that what? I just thought of? A what? Wine tasting.
Oh my God,
we should find a that. Place to go to a wine tasting.
Last time G and I went to a wine tasting, it did not turn out well.
Okay, but that was because we did a wine tasting, then we shared a bottle of wine afterwards, which yes. was idiotic,
and we didn't eat dinner.
Okay, so that was a mess.
And then we tried to eat a grilled cheese, and it was not the right cheese.
I was literally since yeah. I was holding my hair back in the bathroom of this wine tasting bar
in Brooklyn.
Anyways, but it's not gonna be like that.
G and I
were
like crying. We're like sitting at the wine bar, at like the bar at the wine bar, and we're like, oh my God, I love you so much.
We were like, how many kids are we gonna have? You know when you get like wine drunk, it makes you really emotional.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never really wanted kids, and I was like, I want two. I want two kids.
We're like crying. That was a lot. So, but wine tasting, how yes. fun yeah. would that be at a so natural fun. Wine
in
bar?
The state or something?
It could state, even, we yeah. could even in find a cool place in Brooklyn or something.
Yeah. Well, there's that Gem wine, yeah. Gem, the Gem, like the restaurant Gem, that Zoo and I ate at last year that was so amazing. G ate there too.
The Gem wine, the Gem, the restaurant Gem.
I'm like, how do you, I don't know how to like describe it.
G-E-M.
G-E-M, this
well,
wine bar.
Well, it's cool because it's this place in the Lower East Side where this kid who's like a yeah. prodigy, mm-hmm. he runs this restaurant and he's like our age, which is insane.
Yeah.
And it's
and
very
the menu
like,
changes. It's fancy. Like seasonal. It's so fancy, so expensive. When we left, I was hungry still.
Oh, me
I
too.
I was starving, actually.
And they give you like grapes and they're yeah. like, aren't you stuffed?
And I was like, that was delicious. Here's $300. I'm going like to go get a menu. Slice of pizza.
Yeah.
And Zoo couldn't, they brought us bread at the end. I was like, yes.
Oh my God. I remember
I ate
me
both
too.
Both slices because Zoo's gluten free.
Yeah.
And they gave her like cherries. Yeah. I think I was like, oh no, poor Zoo. She must be starving.
I was.
Yeah, when you
it was
go to those
fun
places.
Experience, though.
Yes, but a wine bar outside, natural wine.
Guys, yes. how fun does that
or
sound?
Even just getting. I bought a bottle of wine Like last week or something, because I just passed this like wine store. I got this like natural orangey wine.
Ooh.
And I just want to get that, go to the park with my girls, put it in a brown paper bag.
On the topic of alcohol, I was thinking more about, we never do happy hours.
No.
But
yeah, that'd be fun.
I love that because I don't like to stay out too late.
Yeah.
So that's the perfect like
grandma mentality.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So many places, you know, like Dante, where they have expensive cocktails, but they'll do like a $10 happy hour, you know, for a really nice cocktail.
I want to do that.
That'd be fun.
I feel like I'm always, my boyfriend doesn't get off work until late, like 8:30, 9 sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not 9, I'm exaggerating. It's like 8:15, 8:30.
Yeah,
so but
that's
like
late.
I'm never like taking advantage of happy hour. We should all go get happy hour, like,
we should do
like in
we
those
should
hours.
Totally do that.
I'm always just like after work. I work till like 6. So I'm just like sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
And then on the topic of food, because I feel like most of our bucket list revolves around
food. We were making this and I was like, do we have anything that's not food related?
No.
Look, that is where I truly derive my pleasure from.
Me too.
These days. Sushi night.
Yes.
Something about sushi in the summer is so appealing because it's like light, it's fresh, it's crunchy, it's just...
We also, when we used to live together in the Lower East Side, we would make sushi together.
All the time.
All the time. And it was so easy.
We made once.
No, we made it like 3 times. You guys.
Okay,
we did.
Okay.
Actually, that was kind of a lot.
We made spicy tuna and crispy rice. Like, it is, these markets just have like sashimi and like all this, like all the ingredients you could ever need. My only issue is I don't have a rice cooker.
I do.
And G
I
does.
Do
and
too.
Zoo does. So we all need to bring our forces together.
You know what would be so good to make the crispy rice is the air fryer.
Really?
Would make
I have
it
an
really
air fryer.
Good.
I have an air fryer.
And the thing is, we have the rice cooker, but you have those bamboo roller things for the rolls.
Oh, yeah.
I do
so we need
those.
To combine our elements.
Okay, I love this.
We all have a superpower.
I'm really good at rolling sushi.
Yeah,
really
you
good.
Are. You're so good.
Because
you know how to really handle like an oval... kind of circular
just a little
long
round,
thick
right in
roll.
My right in my hands, just tighten it up, get a good grip,
get a good grip.
Okay, so on my summer bucket list, a few things that I want to do. I really, last summer, Zoo threw this amazing dinner party on her
roof. That
was
fun. Yeah,
that was so
the fact
gorgeous
that was last summer.
I know,
I was going through photos. Well, because okay,
so
my
crazy.
Issue is I don't really post on Instagram very often. I've gotten a lot better. Now I'm kind of in, like, my posting era, but I didn't post for, like, a year, and I was collecting all these photos that were, like, my favorite photos. I was, like, I don't have enough to post. I don't know what to do. I collected all of these photos, and then I was going through them in, like, December, January, February. One of them was literally from your dinner party of G coming
people
up to your roof.
People would
and I
have
was,
seen
like,
that and been, like, what?
Girl,
girl
that was
where
last
are you?
Summer. What have you been doing? Like, hibernating all year?
Well, yeah.
Basically, so I really want to do more rooftop
dinner parties
or like even just like dinner parties at someone's apartment. I love cooking for my friends and just like us all. What is the opposite of going clubbing? Having your friends over and making them dinner and just having like a cocktail together. Like
having
that's
an
what
intimate,
I want to do. Intimate dinner.
Yeah.
That's just so cozy and cute and we can
yeah.
all make our favorite
good
things.
Conversation.
And stuff. I think it's just like we have these apartments. We're adults now. I mean, we've been adults for a while. But, like,
okay.
let's, like, take advantage of this.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. I had a shower thought last night that I meant to tell you guys. I guess I'll tell it on the pod.
Please.
Speaking of being adults. Okay, do you remember a while back when we were, I think we talked about this on the podcast. I asked the question, are you a woman or a girl?
Are you
a
woman?
Yes.
So, I no. But I thought about what I think defines whether you're a woman or a girl.
Okay.
Tell.
These shower thoughts are really coming hard.
You are a woman if... you've gotten a Brazilian wax.
Oh, that's a good
and
marker.
I haven't, which
I haven't
means
either.
I'm not a woman.
Oh, my
See?
God.
We're not women.
You're so right.
As soon as you've had a Brazilian wax, you're a woman.
I got my first Brazilian wax when I was a freshman in high school.
You're
in high school.
Woman.
And I was not a woman.
You matured very young.
Yeah, that is a womanly thing to do. When I hear
it
that
is.
Someone's gotten their coochie waxed, I'm like, oh, you're literally an adult woman.
Yeah.
You guys, we should all go together.
Together.
And hold each other's hands for real.
And then, like, become women.
My sister, for my first one, she held my hand. It hurt so fucking
See,
bad
that's
the
why
first
I'm
time.
I don't
want to
do it. So I'm just going to keep being a girl. And then when I do that, that'll mean that I'm a woman. And I'll let you
Are
guys
you gonna
know.
Cry?
Yeah, let
you're
me
gonna,
know.
Like, it's going to be a very transformative moment.
I'm going to tell my waxer.
She's
going to
be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Did that hurt? Are you like in so much pain? You're like, no, I'm just a woman now. Like,
well, I was talking to some of the girls on this trip. They were all talking about it. I felt so left out because I had never gotten waxed. And they were talking about how their waxer, you know, they're close with their waxer because their waxer has been doing it for years on them. They're friends with them.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God, I don't.
But
I
you've
don't
got
that.
You've gotten lasered though.
Not down there.
Not down there? I thought you did.
I get lasered down there.
I thought you were in a good mole rat.
No.
No.
She grew out her arm hair, okay?
Yeah, and the laser didn't even work on me. I'm actually, that's a whole side thing, but I think getting laser done is a scam because it didn't work on me.
Well, okay, what my laser person told me, which I thought was, like, very helpful, is lasers almost, like, getting waxed where you have to do it. It's not like you do it however many times they say. I think in the beginning it was kind of a scam because they're like, okay, do it 10 times and you're done for life. That's like, what you're good.
That's why but I was like, that's a great idea.
I was talking to my laser girl because I took a break during COVID because obviously I couldn't get it done during COVID. I wasn't seeing anybody. No places were open. That was not on my priority list. And then when I came back, I was like, oh, I haven't been here in a while. Like, I was just kind of getting re into it again. And I was like, all my hair grew back. Like, isn't that not supposed to happen? And she was like, oh no, like that'll happen. She's like, my suggestion for everybody is to just continue to get it done. So I go every 6 to 8 weeks.
Fuck, like I'm not gonna do that.
That's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Like, for me, like that's so easy. It's like, yeah. I don't have to shave. I don't have to do anything. Like I literally just go every 6 to 8 weeks. Which
is like, so much better than us. She's like, I know. She actually will go get things tailored. Yeah. She actually will do the maintenance and the upkeep.
This is why,
like,
she's a woman. This is why she's a woman. Why we're girls.
Exactly.
But I just like,
see, I think I genuinely
figured
that
out. Yeah, you did. Worth it to just be able to put a swimsuit on and not have to think about anything. Not
I know
have to
it's
shave,
worth it to you
because
you're a woman.
I guess, but I think I'm also just like OCD. Like I just like I don't want to have to think about it. Like that's going every 8 weeks, girls. Come on, 8 weeks. Like you can do it. It takes like 10 minutes. Okay, and just yeah. do it for every 8 weeks, and it's perfect. And then you don't have to do anything ever. That's worth it to me.
Gee, do you want to ask the question that you were gonna ask a while ago?
What
about the birthday?
What question?
About the ex-boyfriend birthday?
Oh my gosh, yes, thank you for reminding me.
You never brought that up.
I never brought this up. Okay, this is a question for the listeners.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
I totally forgot. Yeah. And we can all discuss it, but...
So, this is not in relation to Summer Bucket List.
No.
This is not, this is completely, but I just wanted to bring it up on the pod because I was struggling with it myself. So, a few weeks ago, it was my most recent ex's birthday. And I was trying to figure out, like, what is the correct, you know, polite thing to do? You know, mm-hmm. what do you do? Do you wish them a happy birthday? Is it too soon after? Do you only do it for 1 year after you break up
mm-hmm.
and then you never do it again? Or do you do it, like, a couple years and then you stop? Like, or yeah. do you just not do it at all? And I am just so intrigued to know what people think or what people do. Like, what is the etiquette around wishing your exes a happy birthday? But in past years, what I've done is I wish them a happy birthday the year that we break up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I would probably do. If things ended well, I would wish them a happy birthday a year after. And then after that, nothing.
Right? That's how I feel. But I was curious to see what other people think because other people were like, no, you just don't do it at all.
Well, it was interesting for me because, I mean, maybe I would. I think a lot of also like my past relationships ended like maybe too amicably or something. I don't know. So I always want, similar to UG, I think, I want there to be a good relationship. Like, I don't want mm-hmm. anybody to have any hard feelings towards me or feel like it was a bad breakup or they're mad at me or whatever. So I usually do it because I think also I've kind of ended the relationship in more of like a friendshipy way. And that's probably not good because I think I strung it along a lot and I should have just probably done a harsh end, whatever. And me being the people pleaser, I'll usually say happy birthday. But then this past breakup that I had, we broke up right after his birthday. So I never said happy birthday to him. I mean, I did because we were dating. And then my birthday came a month later. And maybe it was too soon.
Did he say happy birthday?
He didn't. And I was like, I wasn't expecting it from him.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to be on the other side.
See, you weren't like, I would expect it.
I wasn't expecting it from him because I was like, we're not together.
Yeah.
What is that going to bring him, bring me, other than...
It's almost like opening an
yeah,
open wound.
And you don't need to do that. Like,
okay, but my perspective on it has always been, and maybe it's just me and maybe other people think about it differently, like a happy birthday to me is the most friendly, polite,
right.
There's nothing under the surface there. It's literally just a happy birthday and that's all it is. And it's not like when I wish an ex happy birthday, I'm not like, I miss you so much, like happy birthday.
Right.
It's not like a way for me to like recontact
them.
But
I think that's in your head, and I think, not in your head, but I think that's how you feel. And I think some people
might take it a different way.
Can take it a different way. So I think it is just better
yeah.
to not say happy birthday. And I think if my last ex would have texted me happy birthday on my birthday, a month and a half or whatever after we broke up, I would have been thinking like, oh my God, he's still thinking about me. You know,
right.
like, or something like that. So then this year came around, his birthday passed, I didn't say anything, and I texted him around that time because I needed something, like, from him because he had, like, something of mine, and I just, like, didn't say anything. And you guys told me, you're like, no, you don't need to say happy birthday, because I was like, should I start my message, like, hey,
right,
happy yeah. birthday, or happy early birthday, happy belated birthday, by the way, can I have blah, 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 no pun intended. And you guys were like, no, you don't need to say that. You don't need to say happy birthday. You don't need to do that. And then when it was your ex's birthday, you were like, should I say happy birthday to yeah. him? Should I whatever? So it's interesting how, like, the advice you give to people versus, like, how you think about it mm-hmm. in your own sense.
In your own sense, I was sense, like, yeah.
And I'm glad I didn't, because what are you going to get out of that?
Yeah.
Other than you being nice to the person. Hopefully that other person, your ex, has enough friends in their life and enough people that love them that are already wishing them happy yeah. birthday. They don't yeah. need it from you.
Right.
I just think, like, with so many scenarios with exes, you have to think, like, okay, what am I going to get out of this? And mm-hmm. what are they getting out of this?
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any kind of confusion of this could maybe mean this, or they could maybe take it this way or whatever, I just wouldn't do it.
Because yeah. I definitely, when my birthday comes rolls around, I am, like, nervous about the texts that I'm going to receive. It almost gives me anxiety because I'm like, what person from my past
yeah.
is going to pop up and wish a little happy birthday when we haven't spoken in, like, years? And there's always someone who does. About it.
You're like, what does that mean? Maybe if they text you, you're like, oh my God, this person I haven't talked to in so long. What does that
remember
mean?
I remember when I was younger, I used to feel so anxious about how many people were going to wish me a happy yes. birthday on Facebook.
Instagram. Oh, I never
like
had
Facebook was a huge thing of, like, how many people are going to wish you a happy birthday, and, like, yes. the more people you get, the more popular you are.
I didn't have a Facebook, so I didn't experience that, but I did on Instagram. I was like, oh my God, who's going
to
post
Wait,
for me?
Wait, how did you get invited to high school parties? It was all, wasn't it all, what? Like, on Facebook?
Not I didn't me. Have, oh, Yeah.
Like, you'd in make, high like, school, someone yeah. always made, like, an event
yeah, yeah.
for, like, our literally just a high school party.
I it remember
was, like,
that.
My high school was so small. It was, like, word of mouth. It yeah. was, my yeah. high school was, there were 70 kids per grade, so it's, like, Sam's having a party this Friday. Okay, see you there. Everybody yeah. knew where everybody yeah. lived. We just all Ubered
there. But then
there.
It was, like, if you didn't get the Facebook, like, ad, whatever, to the, get invited to the party, yeah. it was, like,
what? Oh, my God, you guys. No, I didn't have that. Everybody was just invited.
And now
Which
I used
was
to
fun because then you got to, like, mesh and, like, talk to people that, like, maybe you didn't talk to
yeah.
on a day-to-day basis. Maybe they were, like, nerds or whatever, but they would all come to the parties, and it was so fun because
maybe
it was
they
just
were nerds.
Like,
hey, you're talking about me.
No, I was a nerd. Are you kidding? But it was just so, like, it was just people that you maybe wouldn't think would party or drink mm-hmm. or come to parties would come, and it was so fun. Like,
yeah.
everybody kind of, like, meshing together because then it was, like, almost going to a party where you didn't know everybody, you know, like mm-hmm. even though you went to high school with them and you saw them every day, they might have been in different grade, different classes, different interests, you didn't talk to them, and then at the party everybody would get together.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, after proms were so fun at my high school yeah. because it was every single person and their fucking mother was there which it wasn't that many people, but then you got to, like, talk to everybody, and it was just so fun. Like, I remember this one guy who was, like, loved math. He loved math so much. He was in my math class. We were in calc together. He loved math. And he was just, like, would never go out with anybody. Like, he was just kind of known as, like, the kid that didn't go out. He came to after prom senior year, and it was so fucking fun. He was, like, drinking and dancing and, like, twerking. It was just, like, was so twerking. Fun seeing him. Anyway, so no Facebook invites. Everybody was just kind of invited.
Should we get back to our bucket list?
Yes. That was a little side track.
Okay, so basically my parents just moved up to Maine, and G's parents have a house in Maine. So a lot of my summer bucket lists also are around Maine,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really fun. So the barbecue could be in Maine. The pool could be in Maine.
Yeah.
I really want to go, like, thrifting, antiquing.
Yes.
G said estate sales, like, upstate or in Maine or somewhere like that. I really want to, like, hand pick fruit and bake something with that. And I also want to make strawberry shortcake.
Well, last summer when I was in Maine, we went to this unbelievable blueberry farm and we picked blueberries. You remember? I think I brought you guys back a thing of them because I picked so many.
I think
I remember that. Yeah, yeah, the small ones.
I had
yeah.
them in my freezer yeah. forever. They're little tiny, amazing, like, Maine ones. And we should go back to this place that I went to in yes. Maine because they had other stuff. They had apples. They had raspberries. That was, like, but it depended on what was in season. And
Strawberries, awesome. Too, are so good in the summer.
Yeah.
Love that.
I think something that you guys will all expect to be on our summer bucket list, but on a year-round summer bucket list, or a year-round list, Margaritaville.
Margaritaville, yes. Baby.
Margaritaville is the fucking spot. Times Square, yeah. Don't love it. Margaritaville is heaven. It is an oasis in a desert
it's
up there.
It's literally my favorite place. It's
the so waiters, fun. Waitresses, the staff, the food,
the environment,
the drinks, the environment. It's just all so bad it's good.
The margaritas.
Know? The perfect you know what margarita. It is?
It's camp.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's camp. And that's what makes it so fun because it's just, you accept it for what it is. Mm-hmm. And in the best way.
It could be anything. Just, and it's that.
It's camp.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time we went, well, Gene and I went.
And you know what?
A couple weeks
ago. They have good margaritas.
They do.
They do.
Yeah. And they have good nachos.
They really do. And they have good cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have really good cups. But the first time we all went together, we sat in, they have this Statue of Liberty booth. That's literally the Statue of Liberty. And there's a booth carved out in the center. And we sat in it.
And it was amazing. Like the most
life-changing. And there's entertainment. Every couple minutes or so, they'll do like a song and lights show.
I think
show.
It's like every mm-hmm. hour. Every hour. Yeah. Like, G's in there for a long time. Just like every couple minutes. No, so Margaritaville, definitely. And love we've that. Been getting into slumber parties.
Yes.
Sleepovers.
Sleepovers.
Just bought they're toothbrushes so to have at G's so apartment. Yeah. So I really, like Zoo said, she suggested this one. It'd be great to have like a real slumber party.
Yeah.
Like where
yeah.
we get our PJs on, put a face mask on.
Maybe do some prank calls.
Pillow fight.
Do prank calls. We either make dinner, we order dinner, and then in the morning yeah. we make breakfast.
Oh, yes. Cute.
I think we should do that.
Make a fort.
Make a yeah. fort. Just like have the best time ever.
Watch like a cute girly movie or rom-com.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this kind of goes with the camping one because we can't afford the Hamptons, but go out to the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. Either find somebody with a house in the Hamptons or bring our tent. There's 8-person tent.
Yeah. Wait, guys, this literally makes us sound like hobos.
And go sleep in our tent. Yeah. Well, no, because Montauk is like right by the Hamptons and they have like so many amazing campsites.
Yeah, we should just bring the tent. Beach. I mean, like,
we should view. Seriously just do it because you know what? Let's get bang for our buck with this tent that you bought.
Seriously.
And use it this summer.
Yeah.
How heavy is it, Sue?
It's not that heavy. You could put it on your back.
Oh, really?
Perfect. Lighter than one of these bags of clothes.
Okay. Can you take a train out to the Hamptons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you go out. A train or a bus. The train is really fun.
But then once I did you that get last there, summer, like, oh.
We could just Uber to dinner?
Yeah.
It'd probably be easier to take a car because once you're there, you can't really like walk around a lot unless you're in town. But.
Okay, so that would be really fun. And I picture us on the beach in the Hamptons roasting marshmallows mm-hmm. around a bonfire.
Yes.
And we could
maybe
stories.
Even BBQ out there. So if any of our blabblers, what are they called? Blabblers?
No, babblers.
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 Why'd you say blabblers?
I was like blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Babblers have a connect to a Hamptons house and want to hook us up.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Let us know. Slide in our DMs.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big fan of sports.
Oh my God. Here
so
we go.
Really? I'm actually not. I just love beer and hot dogs and chicken fingers. Not and same. Just like an excursion.
I'm a big fan of beer, hot dogs, and chicken fingers.
And an excursion and a plan.
Yeah.
So I really want to go to some baseball games, but I also...
She wants to go to three, specifically.
Three baseball games. But okay. That could be like I in different go to places. One. That could be... One at the Mets, one at the Yankees, one in Maine, one somewhere else. I don't know. But I also really want to do, like, sports with you guys outdoors. So, like, kickball, tennis.
Yeah.
Tennis. I have a tennis racket.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
I haven't used it in ages. Perfect. But there's the West Side Highway court.
Yeah.
But I'm like, can we talk about the hierarchy of playing tennis in New York City?
It's intense.
It's intense. You cannot just pick up your tennis racket and go to the West Side Highway and go get a court.
Why? Is there a line?
Oh, my God. Especially
it's like
on a nice day.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's like people are playing
well, do you
as
remember
a sport.
Seward Park when it was all set up and not a soccer field on across the street from Essex?
Essex.
Yeah,
across the street from Essex.
No, they took the...
They took it down.
They took it down and built a soccer field.
I just said it's a soccer
okay,
field.
Okay, that makes sense. I was like,
okay.
What were you saying?
You guys, are you listening? Yeah. In one ear, out the other. So it's a soccer field, but it used to be a tennis court, and that was a good place to play because it was, like, not professionals there.
Yeah, but that, like, even that was hard to get a court because they only had four. Two? Three?
Two. Anyways, we'll figure it out. We'll find a tennis court.
But last summer, I think it was also – I didn't make a summer bucket list. Actually, I think I did in my journal. I should probably have whipped that out for this episode, but I don't know if I achieved anything. But on my list, in my head or in my journal, was to – do kickboxing. Not kickboxing. What the fuck is it called? Kickball.
Kickball.
So
yeah.
I bought a fucking kickball.
Oh, yeah. And then you were obsessed with it.
I bought a kickball. And
you still have it?
No, I got rid of it because it was wintertime and I was moving. And I was like, why do I have this fucking kickball?
That was like me with the fondue kit that you guys bought.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't buy the fondue kit. Zoo bought the fondue kit.
Yeah, I bought it. And then you gave it away without my consent.
Okay. And in addition to sporting
events.
Held
on to that fondue set, though, for like 4 months.
Storage. Guys, yeah. In addition to sports, I was thinking the slip and slide in Maine. I want to get a slip and slide for my lawn.
You were thinking that.
Yeah, you actually put that idea.
Yeah, okay. No, my plan. Okay, so G has this perfect sloped backyard with grass.
It's perfect.
Amazing grass. Slip and slides are like overrated. The ones from like Walmart, like those don't work. What you need to do, get a massive blue tarp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Soap.
And soap and a hose.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's
and
how
a hose.
I used to do it, yeah.
And that is the best fucking slip and slide there ever was.
It'd be so hilarious if those trees were cleared
and
you could just
go
slip and slide right
into
the
water. That'd be so fun.
No, but I really want to do that slip and slide.
And paddleboarding and kayaking.
Oh, yes. Duh. So another thing that I really want to do is do an outdoor movie. I know they have those all around the city. Maybe we could even do our own. Put up a little sheet. And I have a projector, so we could use that. I was even thinking for our camping trip, I could bring the projector and we could watch a movie.
Yes. I'm so excited for this camping trip, you guys. This is going to be the kickstart of our summer bucket list.
Seriously.
I know. I think this is really, after your guys' birthdays, we're just going to feel so fueled.
Yeah, fueled to just continue the summer.
Fueled with summer fun.
Summer love and summer fun. June. June is the tune. That summer is here, you guys.
Continue.
What's our slogan for this summer?
Ooh, yeah. Because last year, I think...
Slip and slide into the best baseball game ever. I'm just kidding.
No.
I feel like last year, what was our vibe?
Our vibe was just like having fun in the
city. I don't even remember what I
did.
We did a lot of upstate stuff, which
our
I guess
our vibe
gonna...
was like boyfriends, round tramps. I don't want any... Sorry, I know you. I don't want boys involved in the summer.
Girls.
And celibacy.
Besides my boyfriend separately. But I need my girls. Celibacy.
This summer is for the girls.
It really is, though. It's for the girls. I don't want anyone sleeping in my bed. Get out.
Okay, cut this out. No, don't cut this out.
This is how I feel. I'm saying my summer mood is not hot girl summer.
Oh, another thing
it's
on our list
hot
is...
hot girl summer? No, because that to me feels like...
That's
2000. Like I'm trying to pick somebody up.
Yeah. Another thing on our list is to go traveling, which G and I have a lot of plans set up. We're hoping to do a little European vacation moment.
Big plans.
Big
have
things
you guys
coming.
Plan that yet?
No.
We don't really like plan though. This is me and Zoo's plan. We're gonna buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Well, I know, but you guys just have to buy the ticket, the first ticket.
Yeah, we should buy the ticket.
We need to be somewhere between like no planning and like ultra planning somewhere in the middle.
You just need a ticket to Europe and then you'll figure it out. That's all you need, girl.
We just need to get our plane tickets. And
also, Katya, I was talking to her when for Cinco de Mayo.
I know,
we
she
went
wants
out.
To come
yeah,
meet
so
us.
She wants to meet you guys. So
how
I was
fun
like,
would that be, you guys?
We should all, I was like, I'll go with Katya and meet you guys like in Greece or somewhere. Because then we can fly together and
how
that's a lot easier. So you guys need to get your ticket and tell us the dates of where you guys are going to be when.
Yeah.
A little loosey goosey plan for the planner in me. So that I can buy a ticket to wherever you guys will be.
Yeah.
Our places that we want to go are...
Paris, Berlin.
Paris, London, maybe Tokyo. What's that song? From, like, Disney Channel?
I don't know.
Lizzie McGuire?
Burrata. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's Italy. Whoops.
Paris, Berlin,
baguette.
Greece.
Croissant.
Baguette.
Maybe somewhere in Italy.
Oh, my God. Wait, can you say it one
girls.
More time? Can you say it one more time?
What did I say?
Baguette.
Baguette.
Oh, Jean-Vierre.
My name is Jean-Vierre.
Somewhere in Italy, somewhere in Spain, maybe. You know, just the whole little thing.
Yeah. I want to be on a train.
Me too.
Take a train to one of these places. Be fun. Have a little before midnight moment.
So you guys are having your traveling.
Yeah.
August is like our travel month.
Yeah.
And August is my chill month. August is my month of rest and relaxation.
Well, you're going to have maybe a new apartment, maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see.
Question mark?
I'm moving. They're raising my rent. I just got, I told G and Sue, I just got a notice in the mail yesterday. I thought they were going to be like mad at me for something. I don't know. It's like so scary getting a notice from your landlord. I'm like, okay, is everything okay? Anyway, they're raising my rent. So I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be living by myself, so I'm going to be looking for an apartment.
Woo-woo!
In the big city, so that's going to be my August.
Maybe you get a dog. Goal.
I really want a dog, but I need an apartment first.
Yeah.
I've been, it's so hard. I follow these two rescue sites on Instagram, and they have like, they're like, we need fosters, we need fosters. Aww. We have puppies coming, we need fosters. And I'm like, it is taking every, I have halfway completed the foster application twice, and I'm like, no, Cicely, no, 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 no.
But eventually.
You can't be mommy maybe out in the of fall. Summer.
You maybe cannot. The fall would be a good time for you.
I know, but I'm like, I'm seeing all these puppies out and about in New York. Like, everybody's getting a puppy right now. And it's like the perfect time to have a puppy because it's summer and whatever, but not in my 7th floor walk-up.
You know, it's something to look forward to because it's good to have things to look forward to.
It is.
It's like vital.
Yes.
For survival.
I need it.
And that's why it's good to have a bucket list because it's things to look forward to.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Anything else on the list?
Aperol spritz at Late Eve. That was from G.
I just, you know, everyone's meme that's like, as soon as it's at 75 degrees out and sunny in New York, Aperol spritz.
I know.
Like, but I do really feel that way. And I just would like to have
an Aperol spritz. Well, this week, you guys, we should start our bucket list. Wait, when does your mom leave?
Saturday.
Okay. Next week, we should do happy hour.
Yeah,
pick a bar.
Next week, we really, really, really should.
Next week is when our summer bucket list guys, starts.
Summer starts next week.
Oh, God. That is what's on our summer bucket list. I'm sure we'll add to it. We will also create a cute little graphic for you guys and post this on Instagram if you want to check it off and follow our summer bucket list with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be fun. That'd be so fun. Also, something that was on my summer bucket list, last thing, is to read in the park by myself.
I want to read, this alone. Is my goal, 3 books, 1 per month.
I want to do that too.
Yeah.
Also, I was trying to like, I really want to read some classics because I've been reading Taylor Jenkins Reid, Malibu Rising, which is so, so, so amazing. But now I've read a bunch of books by her and I really want to read, like, the thing on my nightstand is literally a Virginia Woolf book. And I want to do that. Like, I want
to
read,
read the classics.
A classic, maybe this summer.
We should do that next.
Yeah.
We have a book club.
Book club, hardcover hotties.
And keep book club going throughout the summer.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm finishing a book called Eileen right now, and then I will get into Malibu Rising.
I have another summer goal for our podcast.
What?
We should have our first guest this summer.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be so fun.
Whoever we can get.
I have two that I'm thinking of.
I have a lot of connects.
Yeah, let me go through my
Rolodex,
actually.
I can invite the homeless man that lived outside of my apartment.
Yeah.
I should just literally make an Instagram story and be like, who wants to be on our podcast? Anyone? And then just pick somebody.
That's a great list. Well, thank you guys so much for thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Kisses.
Love you guys. Kisses.
Bye.
Bye.